Part 3, Extended Discourse. In this section, you will hear a presentation and an extended conversation. You will listen to each passage twice, and then you will answer several questions. Questions 21 to 30 are based on the following presentation about tiger conservation. You and your classmates are visiting a zoo to learn about their conservation program for the tiger. Before you have a tour of their facilities, the scientist in charge of the program is giving you a presentation about the Save the Tiger Fund. Look at questions 21 to 30 now. Now listen to the presentation. Tiger conservation at the zoo.
At the National Zoo and through the Save the Tiger Fund, we've focused our central mission of tiger conservation on saving wild tigers. Further, we see that wild tigers can be symbols of ecosystems in recovery rather than as symbols of ecosystems in decline. This is our strategic objective. Now, we work to identify the barriers to achieving this and then break the barriers down into technically practical and politically feasible scales. Indeed, vision, persistence, thinking at the right social and spatial scales, and constructive dialogue are keys to the tiger's future. We recognize fully the importance of right vision and know the tiger will be lost without right vision, no matter how good the science. When the Save the Tiger Fund was initiated, there was a focus on the activity, on saving the tiger, rather than on a result, supporting sustainable wild tiger populations in their significant habitats. But now, our emphasis has been shifted from an activity-driven to a results-driven agenda. After 30-odd years of seeking to save wild tigers, we've learned that there's no one way, no silver bullet. There will be different roadmaps for different bioregions and contexts, because such is the nature of the social and natural landscapes of Asia. After 30-odd years of trying, we've learned that the solution has to fit the site, and we must understand the tiger's needs in each tiger landscape. When it comes to tigers, we, as conservation biologists, have two tasks in our quest to keep these splendid great predators in the neighborhood. We have to tease the risks and opportunities apart and devise the tactics and strategies of coexistence between tigers and people. We have to provide decision makers with viable alternatives to dead tigers through roadmaps that make landscapes with tigers worth more than landscapes without tigers. This is the scientific and engineering side of the conservation equation. We must also provide the vision of why this should matter at all to anyone, the metaphysical side of the conservation equation. Support for endangered species conservation will emerge when people believe that this effort enhances the prospects of a more materially, emotionally, and spiritually worthwhile life for themselves, their families, and their communities. This may not constitute a particularly easy task, but it seems to be unavoidable. Let's consider the imagery created by the conservation is a three-legged stool metaphor. The conservation of species and undamaged habitats is like a three-legged stool. Each leg is necessary, but not sufficient. The legs of this stool are the sustainable use of natural resources, species recovery, and habitat preservation. Conservation can progress by focusing on each of these, defining their limits, developing improvements, and preventing dysfunction. Our experience with the Save the Tiger Fund has shown that we must add a fourth leg to the stool. This fourth leg in the conservation stool is the human dimension, because we simply will not progress unless we take this into our formulations. This is the essential component in securing the endangered species needed by this magnificent, endangered top carnivore.
Now listen again.
At the National Zoo and through the Save the Tiger Fund, we've focused our central mission of tiger conservation on saving wild tigers. Further, we see that wild tigers can be symbols of ecosystems in recovery rather than as symbols of ecosystems in decline. This is our strategic objective. Now, we work to identify the barriers to achieving this and then break the barriers down into technically practical and politically feasible scales. Indeed, vision, persistence, thinking at the right social and spatial scales, and constructive dialogue are keys to the tiger's future. We recognize fully the importance of right vision and know the tiger will be lost without right vision, no matter how good the science. When the Save the Tiger Fund was initiated, there was a focus on the activity, on saving the tiger, rather than on a result, supporting sustainable wild tiger populations in their significant habitats. But now, our emphasis has been shifted from an activity-driven to a results-driven agenda. After 30-odd years of seeking to save wild tigers, we've learned that there's no one way, no silver bullet. There will be different roadmaps for different bioregions and contexts, because such is the nature of the social and natural landscapes of Asia. After 30-odd years of trying, we've learned that the solution has to fit the site, and we must understand the tiger's needs in each tiger landscape. When it comes to tigers, we, as conservation biologists, have two tasks in our request to keep these splendid great predators in the neighborhood. We have to tease the risks and opportunities apart and devise the tactics and strategies of coexistence between tigers and people. We have to provide decision makers with viable alternatives to dead tigers through roadmaps that make landscapes with tigers worth more than landscapes without tigers. This is the scientific and engineering side of the conservation equation. We must also provide the vision of why this should matter at all to anyone, the metaphysical side of the conservation equation. Support for endangered species conservation will emerge when people believe that this effort enhances the prospects of a more materially, emotionally, and spiritually worthwhile life for themselves, their families, and their communities. This may not constitute a particularly easy task, but it seems to be unavoidable. Let's consider the imagery created by the conservation is a three-legged stool metaphor. The conservation of species and undamaged habitats is like a three-legged stool. Each leg is necessary, but not sufficient. The legs of this stool are the sustainable use of natural resources, species recovery, and habitat preservation. Conservation can progress by focusing on each of these, defining their limits, developing improvements, and preventing dysfunction. Our experience with the Save the Tiger Fund has shown that we must add a fourth leg to the stool. This fourth leg in the conservation stool is the human dimension, because we simply will not progress unless we take this into our formulations. This is the essential component in securing the endangered species needed by this magnificent, endangered top carnivore.
Now answer questions 21 to 30.